Suge, welcome to the program, and happy to take you on a little trip down memory lane there.
Okay, Mike, thanks. Yeah, no, it's always fun to listen to.
Do you ever go back and just you know, go back to the internet or something and Google Orb Kentucky Derby and watch that race?
You know, I don't. I mean, I got the race in my mind. I can rerun it there. And, you know, I very seldom watch the reruns and this and that. Of course, sometimes with races like that or Breeders' Cup races, they show up on TV, TVG or something, you know, to where you see them again. But, you know, I'm not real big on looking at the reruns.
Well, it's all about the future now, and the future
is
for you anyways, is with the very talented Code of Honor. He begins in the Mucho Macho Man later today. He begins his three-year-old season. Why was this the right spot to get him started again, Suge?
Well, I knew it was on the calendar, and get straight three-year-olds. I mean, he is an AO then, but so, you know, I just thought it was sort of the right timing. You know, we elected not to run in the Remsen, and we got him to Payson Park, and he trained good down there. And, you know, he had a good work last weekend. Johnny went up there and worked him, and so I thought it was all systems go. And, you know, to turn up a solid race, it was a short field, which I sort of like, to where, you know, hopefully we can get a clean run and just see where we stand.
Yeah, he doesn't really need to win this race to, you know, continue on. He just get a good start and, you know, kind of feel his way back to the race, as he's so talented and you already know he can run. So it's really a cherry spot for him, I think.
Well, that's right. The people have been asking. I said, listen, this isn't the win all. I said, we're in there to win, but you know, he's run two times in his life, and the last time, you know, 1st of October. So, you know, he really hadn't missed much in the way of training, but, you know, he's very inexperienced. And, you know, so if we get a good solid race into him to where it gives me the confidence to move forward, then that'll be good too. But like I say, we're hoping we can win, but it's not the end all by any means.
Yeah, and obviously Gulfstream's road to the Kentucky Derby wraps up with the $1 million Florida Derby toward the end of March, Suge. And you were quoted when you were asked about Code of Honor. You said, he's got to get through this one, of course, but it sure would be nice if we could get to the Florida Derby if he's that kind. What is it about Code of Honor that makes you think he could be that kind?
Well, he's shown talent all along. You know, before I ran him the first time, I worked him up at Saratoga, and, you know, really, he worked really well half a mile, but his gallop out was much even better. You know, I mean, I think he pulled up like in 3:13. And, you know, so, you know, then he came back and he ran a good race, you know, was on the lead the whole way, and he beat what I thought at that time was a pretty nice horse in a Medaglia d'Or of Mark Cassie's. And, you know, and then he came back and we ran him into Champagne, and, you know, he got away terrible and made a big, long, sustained run, which I did see on some replay the other day. And, you know, he was looked like he was still even finishing after asking him early in the race to get into the race. You know, he made a long run and he sort of finished, he was still finishing at the end. So, you know, that kind of got my hopes up. And, you know, he trained excellent going to the Breeders' Cup, and then we just got unlucky and chipped there, and he started coughing. And in the morning of the race, he had 103 temperature, but that went away in a hurry. I was even able to ship him back to New York on Sunday. But, you know, those things happen. And but, you know, just from what I saw after the Champagne, he was a much better horse than he was going in, I thought. And, you know, we just got unlucky and then get to run in the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, well, that's a nice thing about you training him, is you have the patience to overcome those things, and the experience where a lot of trainers would be fretting. You just take it in stride and go on with it. At least that's the appearance that you give.
Well, you know, I've always felt even the thing, you know, if it doesn't happen today, it might happen down the road, you know, and when you I could have run him in the Remsen. You know, he was doing fine. You know, I train on the main track mostly at Belmont, and you know, we had terrible weather there in November, and the track was frozen and closed. I was having to train over on train track, and I'm just not as familiar with the training track as I am. You know, and he worked good. Johnny worked him, and you know, but I saw when he went by the wire, he kind of asked him a little bit to gallop out, and that wasn't sort of the norm. And you know, he came back and told me, he said, listen, Shug, he said, his horse worked really good, but he said he's worked better. And, you know, I had sort of seen what he meant. And, you know, to take him there and run him going a mile and eighth in the Remsen over, you know, kind of a deeper track, you know, I thought, you know, if he's not what I want him to be, you know, I might look up in April and say, why did I do that? And so we elected to pass. You know, he has told me after the fact and stuff, he said, if I hadn't worked him before, Shug, I'd have told you to run him. His work was, you know, good enough, but he said, I'd worked him before, and I knew it wasn't as good as what was before. And, you know, I feel like we got that last Saturday up at Payson Park, according to him. And so, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what happens this afternoon.
Yeah, the horses will tell you sometimes, and of course you have to be astute enough to see that. But you saw it right away, just watching him, and Johnny felt like he wasn't at his peak. So it's always the best move, and that's what I like about this horse so much is he's been handled perfectly, and hopefully he comes through for you today.
Well, thanks. I'm not so sure. I was hoping I was going to get back to the barn, and Johnny said he went great, everything's perfect. Man, I was just seeing, but that wasn't the fact. So, you know, I feel good about where we are right now. You know, we'll just see this afternoon, and like I say, it's we're in to win, but it's not a win-all situation. We get a good, solid race into him, and he comes back good, and looks like it's worth going on. Then we'll keep going that way, and obviously that's what our hope is. I mean, his pedigree says stamina. He's not a big, he's not a big colt. And, you know, I mean, if I'm looking at him, that would probably be one of the things that would worry me more than anything else, that his constitution might not be, just stature-wise, might not be as big and strong as I'd like for it to be, but obviously he's got a pedigree that says, you know, he'll run as far as you want him to.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Shug, and along those lines, you've had so many outstanding three-year-olds throughout your career, and really top older horses too, but are there certain common attributes that all of your top three-year-olds have possessed that you look for in a three-year-old at this point in their campaign?
Well, you know, I don't know. Most of them sort of pointed me in that direction. You know, I mean, that have been, you know, have been good 3 year olds. I mean, we're going back. I mean, Easy Gore was a good 2 year old and came down here and trained magnificent. Coronado's Quest was a good 2 year old. The same thing. You know, Rhythm, he was a champion 2 year old. I mean, Code of Honor, you know, he showed up as a 2 year old. Orb, he broke his maiden on Thanksgiving weekend. I remember walking, going long at Aqueduct. I remember walking back to my car in the parking lot thinking, you know, what am I going to do with him? And, you know, I was thinking that, well, maybe he would show up, you know, at Aqueduct in the spring going around two turns. You know, I got him down here and he was at Payson Park, and I went up there, and I think I worked him on, like, January 31st, and he worked really, really good. And I came back, and, you know, I just went back straight to the barn and said to the girl that got on him, I said, did he look as good as to me? Did he look as good to you as he did to me? And she said he went great, you know. And just for that winter, we never had any roadblocks. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that sort of helps, too. Everything's kind of got to pretty much go your way, and you know, then it's got to happen on Saturday afternoon of Derby Day, because as everybody knows, Derby week's not real easy. And so, you know, that's pretty much most of them have all shown fairly early, the ones that I have run earlier in the year.
He's trainer Shug McGahey. He gets started on the road to the Kentucky Derby this afternoon with Code of Honor and the Mucho Macho Man at Gulfstream Park. Shug, really appreciate the visit and the time as always. Good luck this afternoon and moving forward, and Happy New Year, my friend.
All right, Happy New Year to you guys, dude. Happy New Year. Thanks.